Good morning. Welcome everybody here this morning to the Rainbow Center. We're glad you're with us. Today we're going to look in the scriptures starting at Psalm 91. We're going to go through that entire psalm today. Today's message is called The Shelter of Peace. The Shelter of Peace. We've been talking the last few weeks about peace, and the thing that we're coming to understand is that the place of peace is a place you must take yourself. God gives us peace because we are of Him and we are peace. But when we're talking about going to a place of peace, we're talking experientially. God is not going to make you experience peace. He's given you His substance, who He is. He's made up of peace. So you have that in you. But when the Bible talks about you have to go to the place of peace to experience it, that's something you have to do. See, Psalm 23 says, He leads me beside the still waters. When I'm beside those still waters, that place of peace, then I find Him leading me. So we have to get into the place of peace. And then at that place of peace, in that place, we have peace on the inside. It's at that point, in that place in our life, that we start to be able to hear the voice of God, to be led and guided and directed. It's extremely difficult to hear the voice of God when we're focused on all the turmoil that's going on around us, or all the turmoil that's going on inside of us. God is still speaking. God is always speaking to us, but we're not able to hear. So this is not about getting God to speak to you. God is always speaking. God speaks to everybody on the planet, but not everybody hears God. So we are learning how to hear. We are learning how to hear the God who is already speaking to us. But to learn how to hear, you have to first learn how to get into peace. So I'm going to read Psalm 91. This is the New Living Translation I'm reading from. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Those that live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest. The word rest means peace. Will find peace in the shadow of the Almighty. It says those who live in the shelter of the Most High. It's not a visiting place. It's not a visiting place. The secret place of God is not a place you visit. It's a place you live at. As the New American says, he that dwells in the secret place. New Living says, those who live. That whole word there, it means to live, to take up residence. It's the usual place for you. The place you make home. Where do you make home? The place of peace you make home. Earlier this morning when I sang that song and I was sharing how that song would take me home. It would take me to the secret place. And I was not only there when I would be singing that song or playing on the guitar, but it helped me get into that place. Now, if I had to sing that song a few times a day to keep me in that place, that's what I did. But peace, if you just visit the secret place, if you just visit that restful place, if you just visit that shelter, you'll have peace while you're in the shelter. But the moment you walk away from the shelter, peace goes out the window. So this is not a place we visit. It is a place we live at. We live in the shelter of the Most High. It's an identity. It's a way of life. Too many times in Christianity, people want the 1, 2, 3 steps. What do I have to do to experience something? And they think if I just do some things, everything will work for me. No, it's not about doing things. It's about a way of life. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living. It's a journey. It's not a destination. It's a process. It's a continual unfolding process that just keeps unfolding more and more and more over time. And that reality gets larger and larger and larger. The larger that reality becomes, the more you experience that reality. Life is about the experience. You have everything now. You are not experiencing everything now, but you already have it. God has given you everything already. So our journey is not trying to get anything from God. Our journey is about learning to experience that which He has already given to us. But firstly, you need to believe that He's given it to you. It's a process. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare, verse number 2, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. He alone is my refuge and my place of safety. What do you find peace in? You see, that place of peace is God. That place of peace is the Christ. It's a state of being. It's not a physical place. It's a state of being. I in Him, Him in me. We in each other. Living there. Verse 3, for He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. These are just promises. Promises. Where do we experience those promises? In the place of peace. We do not experience them outside of peace. Again, sometimes we try so hard to focus on the promises of God and don't work to be in peace. In peace, the promises are a far greater reality than when you're outside of peace. When you're outside of peace, they're just words that don't make sense. In peace, they give you hope. In peace, you start believing you can do it. So that peace is everything. Verse 5 says, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. There's a lot of metaphors in this. Again, we're talking about being in that state of peace, and that living in that state, in that I am of peace. I am peace. Live in that identity of peace. So verse 5 says, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night. What are the terrors of the night? Do not be afraid of the things you cannot see. That's the terrors of the night. What are the terrors of the night? The things that you're afraid of that you don't even know why you're afraid. Those are the terrors of the night. Nor the arrow that flies in the day. What are the arrows that fly in the day? Well, daytime is a time when you can see things. So the arrows that fly in the day are the circumstances that are going on around you. It says, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Why? Because you are in the secret place. You are in the restful place. In that restful place, the terrors of the night lose their power. The arrows that fly by day fall short. Verse 6. Verse 6 is a repeat of verse 5, saying it differently. Verse 6, do not dread the disease that stalks the darkness. Again, night, darkness, all represents things you cannot see. There are times, if we are not in the place of peace, our mind creates fears that are not even there. Our mind starts thinking about all the things that could go wrong when nothing has gone wrong yet. Those are the terrors of the night. Those are the disease that stalks the darkness. Well, I'm afraid this will happen to me. I'm afraid that'll happen to me. I'm afraid I'll get this disease. I'm afraid I'll get that disease, or this sickness will hit me. And that's creating things that are not even there. This is what happens when you're outside of peace. When you're outside of peace, the mind tries to take the mind in its dysfunctional state. Outside, understand this. When your mind or your thinking is outside of peace, it's in a dysfunctional state. And the mind in a dysfunctional state tries to take control of your life. You cannot battle the thoughts of your mind with other thoughts. You will lose every time. You battle the thoughts of the mind by getting into the place of peace. And oftentimes it requires words spoken out, because the verbal or the audio trumps the thought process. That's proven in the science of the mind. The audio, the things that you speak, trumps what you think. It overpowers what you think. But if thoughts are attacking you and you're sitting there trying to think good thoughts to combat the bad thoughts, you're going to lose every time. You got to open your mouth. But you know what's interesting? When people are afraid, you know what the hardest thing to do is when fear grips you? That's right. The hardest thing often to do is open your mouth and speak. People have been so afraid they cannot speak. Fear takes away your words. Remember, your words build your future. So when fear is attacking and fear is consuming you, it's your words that will bring liberty to you. But fear tries to shut the mouth. I've been in those places in my life. I've been in a place more than once where I was so afraid I couldn't talk. And with all the focus in me, I had to fight to break a word out, to bring freedom. The moment I spoke, I was free. But the war to open my mouth. It was a vicious war. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Again, thoughts of the mind, circumstances of life. thoughts of the mind are in the darkness. Things that are physically not there, but that you're creating in your mind. That's the darkness. And then during the day, you see circumstances around you. You see what other people are doing. You see what's happening out here, what's happening over there. That's in the daylight. You can see those things. They're circumstances. They ought not to control your life. Outside of peace, those circumstances will rule your life and rule your decisions. But to bring yourself into the place of peace, to bring yourself into the shelter of the Most High, it strips circumstances of its power to rule your life. You are stronger than your circumstances. But that strength is only found in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is peace. So I must find myself in Him. So when I'm in that place of peace, everything's going to be great now. Everything's going to be fine. That's in the Christ. Because now it's not what I can do, it's what He's already done. It's my faith reaching into the completed work. My faith reaching into, I don't have to be afraid. Because His promises are sure. Verse 7. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Well, that's a powerful promise. No matter what the circumstances are saying around your life, and you're seeing horrible things going on, if you can bring yourself into peace, in the place of peace, these things cannot touch you. Because they cannot touch you lest you be in fear. When you are in fear, you open the door for these things to hurt your life. People get hurt when they're in fear. People do not get hurt when they're in peace. Verse 8. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Lord your place of peace, if you make the Most High your shelter, if you make the Most High your secret place, look what it says, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. No plague will come near your home. How do you stop plagues from coming near your home? You live in peace. How do you stop evil from conquering your family? You live in peace. And when you find yourself in the place of peace, boldness rises up. I told you before the story when I was in Uganda. And I was in this small village where there was a hospital. And I was inside the hospital and there was in the men's ward, which was like a big cement room. And all these guys were in one corner, and there was one man by himself in the opposite corner. But he had gangrene in his thigh, in his leg. And there was an open wound, and it was all smelling real bad, and it was infectious, and it was contagious. So the doctor and the pastor took us in there and met all these men, and he points that guy way over there on the other side. Well, we can't go near him because he's contagious and all this kind of stuff. That man's just sitting there by himself all alone. It just something hit me. And I got up and I walked over to that man. I went in the corner of the room where nobody was supposed to go. And I knelt next to him and I put my hand on his open wound and touched his gangrene. and just spoke peace over him, prayed over him. What touched that man was not that I came and prayed over him. What touched that man is I came over to him. He was isolated, all alone. Love conquers all. Well, weren't you afraid that something would happen to you? No, because I was in peace. When I'm in peace, nothing touches me. And boldness rises up. Back in the 90s, we were traveling, well, back in the Aerofire days, and we were traveling across the country, and we were in Quebec. One time we were in Gatineau, and I was ministering in a church, in a Francophone church, and I'm not great at French, but I was ministering there, and afterwards I had an altar call and just praying for different people. And a young man comes up, and he just stands back for me, and he's just got his head down. And I said, "What would you like prayer for?" And he just all but a whisper. He doesn't want anyone to hear. He says, "I have AIDS." And this, you know, back in the 90s, we didn't know a lot about AIDS. And there's a lot of fear, and people, if someone had AIDS, you just stayed away, didn't get near them, it might jump on you. We didn't know. And again, you could see in this man's eyes, he was isolated, he was all alone. And he purposely, out of respect for me, stayed back away from me so that I'd be safe. I just walked up to him, I just wrapped my arms around him. He wrapped his arms around me. He started weeping. I just loved on him. You see, that did more for him than anything else. Again, well, weren't you afraid? I said, no. I wasn't afraid because I was in peace. Because when I'm in peace, I'm in boldness. And these scriptures come alive. I do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. It doesn't touch me. It doesn't touch me. That's how powerful faith is. Because faith works through peace. Faith works through peace. When the peace is not there, the faith is not there. And this is where, listen for all of you, listen to me right now. I want to help you on this. A lot of Christians have gotten hurt in this. Trying to do something when they're not in peace. And putting a God label on it. Then they get hurt. Then they get hurt and God didn't come through in their mind. I do not step out into anything till I find myself in the place of peace. In peace, I will leap over a wall. I'll run through a wall and I'll leap over an army. In peace. In peace, nothing is impossible for me. In peace, there's nothing I cannot do. Outside of peace, I'm extremely limited. Extremely limited. Peace is everything. Peace is everything. Back to verse 8, just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. Now I want to touch on something here. This might rattle some people, but it's good to get past our religious perspectives. The wicked are punished. What punishes the wicked? Their fear. That's it. God doesn't get mad and throw lightning bolts at them, okay? God is his universal laws. The universal laws treat everyone as equals. Gravity treats everyone as equals. From the Bible perspective, a wicked man is someone that tries to defy gravity. So if you climb on a 20-story building and you jump off, and you're breaking the law of gravity, therefore you tumble to the ground and you die, or you're greatly wounded, that is God's punishment on you. Really, gravity punished you, did it not? But you punished yourself because God didn't make you jump. You chose to jump. I want you to understand how the language speaks here. So it says, open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. What are the wicked? Simply those that live in fear. Because wicked does not mean bad. Wicked means twisted. It comes from the root word in the Greek, wicca, which we get the word wick, which is a twist. Wicked is twisted. It's a truth that's twisted. Something that's twisted doesn't function properly. So when we find ourselves in fear, our life is twisted. And in fear, we experience the negative things of life, or what we call punishment, a lack of blessing. What is the curse? The curse is a lack of blessing. Peace causes me to experience the blessing. Fear causes me to experience a lack of blessing, which we label the curse, or we call punishment. Punishment is nothing more than missing out the blessings in your life. So when we live in fear, we miss out the blessings. We miss out the good things. Fear robs us of the good things of life. See, that's what the writer is saying here. See how people in fear miss out on the good things in life. That's what it's saying. One day we'll have to have the Mike translation, and the Mike translation, that's what it would say. So it'd be simpler to understand. See how people in fear are missing out on the good things in life. If they're missing out in the good things, there's a void in their lives. There's an emptiness. And that emptiness, that void, is called the curse. It's called punishment. So we have to understand definitions a little differently here than how we think of them today. If verse 9 says, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. There's the big if. If you will live in peace, then these things don't touch you. But that's the big if. So what is that saying? That's your responsibility. It's not God's, it's yours. God made you peace. You are peace. But God cannot make you experience it. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. God can bring you to the well. He can bring you to the water. But if you sit there and say, I ain't going to drink that stuff, that ain't God's fault. That's your fault. You choose. You have the power of choice. You choose whether you want to partake of it or you choose, I don't want to do it that way. I think my way is better. Okay, go ahead and live it your way. Go ahead and live life outside of peace. But don't complain when your life is flushing down the toilet, because it does. When you're outside of peace, you hear the ksh. And then things have power over you, and you're not in control. You're ruled by everything else. Fear is a harsh taskmaster. Fear is a very harsh taskmaster. Verse 11 says, "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." See, when you're in peace, his angels are protecting you wherever you go. Well, why don't his angels protect me when I'm not in peace? Because everything is by faith. It's a faith journey. Faith is what you believe. Faith is what's becoming real to you. The angels are there for everybody. But if the angels just took care of you, they'd be usurping authority over you, and God doesn't do that. Because God gave you the most powerful thing there is on the planet, the power to choose. So God does not interfere in your life unless you invite him in and say, "God, I want you to interfere in my life." And then he does. But if you say, "God, stay away," he respects you and he stays away. And so we push God away and then we complain, "Well, why does God allow this and why does God allow that to happen?" God's not allowing anything to happen. God's just doing what you've asked. You're allowing it to happen, not him. Rulership of the earth was given to humans, not to God. Go back to Genesis. You see it right in there. He gave mankind dominion. He gave the humans dominion, rulership over the earth. It's theirs to rule, not God's to rule. The earth is not God's to rule. It's humans to rule. So if the earth's in a mess, it's not God's fault. Because he's not ruling the earth. He rules the heavens. We rule the earth. If you don't like what you see, you want to find the problem, look in the mirror. The problem's in the mirror. It's called taking responsibility. But in peace, all things are possible. In peace, in that shelter. Back to verse 11 says, "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet." The Lord says, "I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name." Okay, hang on here. "I will protect those who trust in my name." We taught many, many times, whenever you see the word name, it means identity. Your name is your identity. "I will protect those who trust in my identity." What is your identity? Your identity is who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ? Well, I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and I am self-control. That's who I am. That's who you are. And when I trust in that identity, when I trust in who I am in Christ, then I'm protected. You see, we read this from an old ancient culture, and we make God as this emotional old man that has bad hair days. And one day he's angry, one day he's happy. That is a false picture of God. God is consistency. He does not have up days. He does not have down days. He is. He just is. You can't tick him off. I don't care what they show in the movies. You cannot tick him off. You're not going to get him mad or he says, "That's it, I'm wiping you all out." No, no, no. That's some ancient viewpoint of God. That is not God. We have evolved in our spiritual journey to have a greater understanding of who God is and who He's not. I will protect those who trust in my identity. Those that find their identity in the Christ, which is the peace, which is everything that you are instead of everything that you're not. Why? Because when you know who you are, you're no longer afraid of who you're not. If you're afraid of who you are, it's because you really don't know who you are. Peace tells you who you are. Peace reveals to you who you are. Verse 15 says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. The word salvation means wholeness and completeness. I will reward them with long life and give them wholeness and completeness, spirit, soul, and body. Who gets wholeness and completeness, spirit, soul, and body? Those that live in peace. Those that go to the still waters. Those that find themselves in the shelter, in the secret place. You get there through identity in Christ. I am peace. I am love. You use whatever tools are available to you, like we shared earlier, whether it be by song, whether it be whatever it is, to bring you in that place of peace where all the blessings, the Bible says that all of the promises are yea, are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. There are no promises outside of Christ Jesus. All of the promises, guys, it did not say that all the promises of God are in Christianity. The promises of God are not in Christianity. The promises of God are in the Christ. There's a difference. It's not the religion. It's the relationship. It's the identity. The promises are in the Christ identity. All of the promises. Outside of the Christ identity, there's no promises. It's just a roll of the dice. The promises are in the identity. The peace is in the identity. The power, the boldness is in the identity. Outside of it, there's fear. The fear, the punishment, all that stuff is all on the outside. When the Bible says you must be born again, to be born again means to be born above, to be born to see as God sees. In other words, to be in His identity. So the shelter of the Most High, the place of peace, when you're in the place of peace, that's the born-again experience. It's not a prayer. It's not a religious exercise. It's a state of being. It's a state of being. In our natural state, left to ourselves, we live a tormented life. Because we lack information to process and change things. So we live in the fears of things that have not happened yet. So we're either living in the past or we're living in the future. Living in the past hurts. Or the future potential things that could go wrong instead of living in the now. Because peace is not in the past. Peace is not in the future. Peace is in the now. The past does not matter. The future does not matter. What matters is right now. Where are you right now? Where are you today? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of wholeness and completeness. Today is the day of peace. Today is the day of protection. Today is the day of blessing. Right here, right now. You just have to ask yourself, what tools do I utilize to keep myself in the place of peace, where everything works out well? You don't have to change you. God doesn't want you to change you. You are beautifully, wonderfully made by God. God wants you to be you, but he wants you to find your identity in him, to find that place of peace in him so you can be everything you were created to be and not live in fear, not live in torment. That's called hope, having a hope. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest, we'll find peace. When we abide in his identity, the peace is always there. You abide, you live, and make it your home. Then, truly for you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the process that we walk through. To live and experience, to habitate in the place of peace, that all things truly are possible for us who believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.